The pressures on adult social care are around £50 million currently. This is, you know, we've provided financial assistance for providers, increased demand in the areas for residential and home care that we're moving into, that we're having to support, £7 million on PPE, £13 million on home to school transport. We're obviously having to make distress payments during this period of time to keep businesses working with us. We've had to spend over £3 million on the excess death provision with temporary mortuary facilities. We've invested heavily in IT licenses for remote working so we can keep most of our staff active and supporting residents during this period. We're currently investing, getting on for £5 million into mobile classrooms for when education starts, because there's been a slippage on school building projects. So we've got a bubble coming through and we're going to have to meet those school places. So we're having to hire in temporary accommodation for that now. So there's all sorts of areas where this money is building. The government said very clearly to the local authorities, spend whatever you need and we will refund you for spending on COVID-related response. That's sort of being twisted now to we'll refund on what we ask you to spend. So we're going to get into some debate, one would assume, around what they asked us to do, having told us just spend. We've started the process now where we're relooking at our in-year budget for this year, which we're probably going to have to recast if the government doesn't refund all the money that we've spent. And that will have some impact on the services that we provide. We're having to relook at our capital budget. We had put a number of capital programs into place for this year. So we're obviously going to have to revisit that and maybe stop some or push some out over future years, because we have to borrow. And of course, if we're borrowing for capital projects, then we have to finance that through our revenue budget. So borrowing money at this moment in time is an absolute last resort for us. We are putting a letter together to the Chancellor and the Secretary of State. And basically, we're supporting what CNN, the press release that they made over the weekend. What we're saying is that we need some form of guaranteed payments from the government. We have been very prudent with our financial management over the years, and KCC is not in a dreadful position today, but we are moving towards a dreadful position if we don't get further funding from central government. I'm sure you've read about local authorities that are talking about Section 114 notices, which basically says we can't spend any more money, we haven't got any money to spend. Kent County Council are not in that position today, but without some government funding, we will be, unless we make some dramatic changes to our budget this year. What they will be until we come to the end of the piece of work we're doing, we don't really know.